Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, What Belongs to God?
The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus' speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know you are a faithful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Knowing their malice, Jesus said, Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax. They then handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, Whose image is this and whose inscription? And they replied, Caesar's. At that he said to them, Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. The good news of Jesus. Sarcasm is so mean and so ego-driven. The religious leaders wanted to trap Jesus, so they began with false flattery. You are a smart and true person. You don't try to flatter even important people. So we want to hear the unvarnished truth. Jesus knows the drill, so he calls their behavior hypocritical, a very strong word. Then he meets them on their own terms by asking for a Roman coin, which in fact they all use regularly, and he is confident they have one in their own pockets. So the famous quote follows. Render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and render to God what belongs to God. I remember when I was growing up how the priest would use this gospel story in his sermon to tell the people Jesus was telling them not to cheat on their taxes. I now realize how superficial that was. So here are some facts. God, the Creator, whom we commonly call Father, is the author of everything. So everything belongs to God. Caesar belongs to God. The monetary value we put on concrete things is our way of saying, this is mine and that is yours, but it still belongs to God. God, the Redeemer, whom we call Jesus, is totally responsible for and possesses salvation. We can't earn salvation no matter how hard we try. It always belongs to Jesus. But in absolute love and generosity, he shares what is his with us, despite what most of us have been taught. God the Spirit is the possessor of all knowledge and wisdom and prayer and conscience. And if we learn to listen, the Spirit will share that well with us, but ultimately we only rent it. It belongs to the Spirit. All the medical advances, all the doctoral theses, all the space exploration, all the philosophy and all the theology belongs to the Spirit. And we only know love, and the good and the bad, because it is the nature of the Spirit to share that with us, whom from the beginning belongs to God. Anything else is not paying attention or is just ego.